Welcome to the NewsHour. Huge barges are carrying cranes to Baltimore tonight to clear away the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Officials say that has to happen before divers can locate the bodies of the four maintenance workers that are still missing. Two others have been recovered. Today, the collapsed bridge and the container ship that struck it still blocked access to the port. Maryland's governor asked for $60 million in federal funding to start the cleanup.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety in our response to this collapse. Government is working hand in hand with industry to investigate the area, to clear the wreck, and to move the ship.
President Biden has pledged the federal government will cover the full cost of reconstruction. The UN's top court ordered Israel today to open more land crossings into Gaza to allow in more food, water, and other aid. The legally binding order arose from a South African lawsuit accusing Israel of genocide. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon killed 16 people on Wednesday. One Israeli was killed by Hezbollah rockets. It was the deadliest day in 5 months of border clashes. Russian investigators have arrested a 12th suspect in the Moscow concert attack. They also claimed today that the attackers were financed by Ukrainian nationalists, but gave no evidence. Gunmen opened fire and set off explosives at the site near Moscow last Friday. The building burned and at least 143 people died. The Islamic State group claimed again today that it carried out the attack. Russia used its veto today to end 14 years of the UN monitoring sanctions on North Korea's nuclear program. The Russians insisted they haven't worked. The U.S. charged Moscow is hiding its own violations of those sanctions as it buys North Korean weapons to use against Ukraine. The vote in the Security Council would have extended the monitoring effort for another year. American diplomats vowed to press on.
Moscow has undermined the prospect of a peaceful, diplomatic resolution of one of the world's most dangerous nuclear proliferation issues. Russia, you silenced the panel of experts today, but you will never silence those of us who stand in support of the global nonproliferation regime.
The North Korean sanctions themselves will remain in place, but there will be no way to check how effective they are. Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning the war in Ukraine could expand if F-16 fighter jets from the West get involved. Putin spoke as he toured a helicopter base. He said Ukraine's new jet fighters won't matter, and even if they're based in neighboring states, they could still be attacked.
First, if they do supply F-16s, this will not change the situation on the battlefield. Of course, if they're used from airfields in third countries, they become legitimate targets for us, wherever they might be located.
Multiple countries have agreed to send the American-made jets to Ukraine. Back in this country, former President Trump attended the wake for a New York City policeman as his campaign focuses on violent crime. Mr. Trump visited Massapequa, New York, where the wake for Officer Jonathan Diller took place. He was fatally shot during a traffic stop this week. Meanwhile, Biden campaign officials say a fundraiser in New York tonight will take in a record $25 million. President Biden traveled to the city today with former President Obama. They'll be joined by former President Clinton for tonight's event at Radio City Music Hall. The federal government is changing how it categorizes race and ethnicity for the first time in 27 years. Today's announcement says government forms will combine the categories into one question with the option to check multiple boxes. A new Middle Eastern and North African category will also be added. The goal is to get more accurate, insightful data. The Biden administration today reinstated certain rules to protect threatened species of plants and animals that had been rescinded by the Trump administration back in 2019. The regulations mandate blanket protections for newly classified species, and officials won't have to consider economic impacts when deciding if a species needs protection. Environmental groups had urged the administration to rescind all of the 2019 changes. And on Wall Street, stocks edged higher again to finish a strong quarter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 47 points to close at 39,807. The Nasdaq fell 20 points. The S&P 500 added 5. Still to come on the NewsHour, Cuban musicians struggle to navigate the constantly shifting diplomatic relations with the U.S. A new book chronicles the long fight for women's economic empowerment. And Major League Baseball begins a new season with a controversy over uniforms.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.